Hey sis, welcome to Beyond the Military Podcast, where faith-led military women overcome burnout and create more balance. Just imagine having enough time to focus on your faith, family, and have more fun while still serving as a woman leader. In this podcast, you will walk away with the tools to help you navigate the busy life of a military woman, organize your mind, overcome overwhelm, create a prioritization playbook, and a balanced blueprint for integrating faith, family, and career. Yeses in that order. Hi, I'm Wendy Ray, woman of God, wife, mama of two, Army veteran, and certified life coach. And I'm here to help you create a life of meaning outside of the military, a life of laughter, joy, and intentional free time. If you are ready to overcome burnout and create balance as a faith-led military woman, sis, this podcast is for you. So loosen up your laces and grab your coffee because it's time to step into freedom and peace. Hello, ladies, and welcome to episode 154. I hope that you're doing amazing, and I hope that you're ready for today's episode. Today, I have a very special guest, Sandra Hardy. I cannot wait for you to not only hear her story, but also some of the obstacles and challenges that she's faced and really how she's navigated through them. And so if you're listening in your car, or you're just, you know, having this podcast in your earbuds and you are just trying to do something else other than take notes, I highly recommend that you come back to this episode when you have some pen and paper, or maybe even just your notes on your phone or your tablet, because when I tell you, Sandra is not only an experienced business coach, she is also a woman of God. She is a mom, a single mom, and she has so much to offer other than just business tips today. And what I love about what Sandra's trajectory and even story is that she not only went through so many challenges and hurdles, but she went through it with trusting God as a foundation. So I highly encourage that you not only tune in, but also take some of these nuggets with you and share them with others. And even share this episode if that's something that you typically do. Share this with another military sister, because the more that we can share our stories and share what we've experienced and learned, the better we'll be as a community. And without further ado, Sandra, please introduce yourself and welcome again to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Wendy, for that awesome introduction. And I just thank you for having me on your podcast. This is truly a great honor. It's a great honor to speak to your audience. So thank you so very much. My name is Sandra Hardy, and I am a business strategist as well as an executive coach. I'm a speaker, an author. I own a company called Boots to Heels, where I work with small business owners, as well as executives, CEOs, helping them in order to establish and to create their business, to build their business up, to identify their audience, to also be able to reach that income level that they want to reach to live the life that they want to live. So this is an amazing passion for me, and I'm excited about it. I'm in the Raleigh area, but I do work outside of the Raleigh area, but this is where I'm located at. So this is awesome.
Yeah. Thank you so much for not only being here. I know that we're not too far away. I'm in the Charlotte area. So I'm just really happy that we're both like on the same time zone, because there are other guests that I've had that we've had to like really, you know, navigate our time zone. But, you know, Sandra, I love that you, one, I want to say that I love the name of your company. That is one of the things that when I first connected with you, you and I connected on Facebook at first. Right. And I'm like, that is such a great, business name, because you went from boots to heels.
Right.
And before we get into kind of like where you are now, can you tell me a little bit about how you got here? I know, you know, a little bit about you, your story, you know, the obstacles that you were faced. But can you share a little bit now to our listeners on, you know, your military background and kind of like what got you started with coaching?
Okay. So sure, definitely. So I came in the military from the National Guard side, so the reserve side, for many people who don't really know National Guard, on the reserve side of things. And then I went active duty. And during my tour of active duty, so I came in and I was a 71 Lima, which was admin, and then they rolled it all into one into 75 mm-hmm. hotel. So it became human resource management. So therefore, that's what I came into the military as. But I tell people that my business was conceived really in 2003, in a time when it was already when my life took a turn for the worse in an already heavy and chaotic time, because it was wartime. I was on active duty and I was preparing soldiers myself to leave their families and go to war. When I received a phone call, and that changed my life forever. It was the Red Cross, and they would let me know that my mother had a massive stroke. So in this moment, that phone call changed everything, the trajectory of my life and everything, because not only did I become an instant caregiver, being an only child, I became non-deployable and eventually put off active duty. So right then, you know, I lost control of my destiny as well as my future. Mm-hmm. And the emotions, Wendy, that I went through during that time was devastating in itself. I mean, I went through being stressed. I went through being confused, depression, deep depression that I went into, as well as overwhelm and just feeling very powerless, not because I had no control over what was getting ready to happen to me. At a time when I should have been worried about how I was going to take care of my mom, I'm worried about how I'm going to provide for my mom as well as my child being a single parent. Mm-hmm. So I say that to anybody, that was really my lowest time of my life, but it was also the highest point of my life, because at that point I came to some realizations. One, I never, ever wanted to feel powerless ever again. I never wanted to feel this sunken place of depression. But I knew I never wanted anyone else to feel that as well, especially another woman, because taking care of our families are very important. And then to be at a point to where you don't know how you're going to take care of your family, you don't know how you're going to provide. And then having to make the choice of do I, you know, a family or career, that's a big decision that no one should have to make. So in all of that came the birth of my company, where I work with individuals, especially women, veteran women, in their transitional states of their lives, their businesses, whether they're leaving the military or leaving, maybe coming from home, going into the workplace, just in that transitional stage of change, because change is scary anyway, Wendy. But when you have to make change and you're not prepared for it, it can be very overwhelming. So that's why I like to be there to help, because I've walked that path. I understand fear. I understand overwhelm. I understand being depressed and not knowing which direction you're going to turn.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned single mom, you mentioned caregiver. And all of that, right? Not to mention you being a leader in the military, because at this point you're getting close to retirement.
Right.
You're, mm-hmm. you know, you already have experience under your belt, but also knowing, like you said earlier, that you are now the only person for these two individuals that you love very much, right?
Right.
And all the plans that you had are now out the window. And I think that that's what happens to many of us as women, right? We are always there first for a family, as we should.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, from my understanding, you also had this faith and trust in God at the moment. Yes. But at the same time, as we all do, we're like, yeah, we believe you, God. We know that your word is going to help us get through this. But at the same time, we have in the back of our minds, like, you know, why is this happening? Is this happening to me? No, why is this happening now? Like, this is not the plan that I had, right?
And exactly.
As humans, right, we have this human fleshly desire of not wanting to do things because, you know, we had other plans. But right. Now, being that you're in this situation, and, you know, you're getting ready to retire. You are trying to ensure that you get your retirement, right? Your benefits.
Right.
And so now I'm curious, how did this, you know, really courage start with this business? Because I can't imagine thinking about a business while all of this is going on. And at the same time, you're like, okay, well, I'm just going to help other women, when you know that, you know, it's something that you're struggling with as well when it comes to depression, overwhelm, being afraid, and all of these things are happening.
Right, Wendy. So that's a great question, because at that point, it wasn't. At that point, when I was going through everything, the only thing I was trying to think of is the how. God, how? What's going to happen? Because as I explained, I had a master sergeant ask me, what are you going to do? You know, now that you're getting put off active duty, what are you going to do? And I told her, this is not my source. So knowing that this is not my source, but still being in my flesh to understand, well, I can't see where God is going to take me, is still a scary thing when you have other people depending on you. So at that point, all I was trying to figure out was, what am I going to do? And I was just, there would be times when I would just be crying, God, what am I going to do? How am I going to take care of this? And during that period of time, I was ushered into a position open as a contractor, which is a great thing, because once I came off of active duty, even though the money was less, I had money to come in. So that in itself was God. I say that all the time, that was just God providing something for me to be able to say, great, I have this. Not to mention the fact that I have been in the military for so long. When you coming out of the military, just jumping straight into civilian life, that can be startling, to say the least. But with this contracting position, I was working as a civilian, but working with military. So I was still in a familiar place to be able to learn how to navigate the civilian life, learn how to navigate how to speak, how to position myself, how to communicate again, how to ask please and thank you and not give orders to anybody and everybody that's coming around. And so I think that was a very important piece. But that transition in between there, like I said, the loss of the money, there still was a loss of money. There still was a loss of my positioning. It still was a whole change in dynamics from, I'm going to retire and I'm going to stay in and I'm going to do 30 years and then I'm going to get out. All of those things were just gone. But as I continue to try to navigate and try to figure things out and try to get comfortable being in a civilian world, I realized that I'm not the only one. Mm-hmm. That has to go through this. You know, I'm not the only one that has to go through leaving and, you know, getting back accustomed. And I saw so many and talked to so many veterans that were struggling and having problems in civilian world, just being able to communicate or be able to understand or be understood. And so I felt that that was something that was needed. So that's why and how my company got started. But there was still steps in between there to get to there. But that led up to me starting my company, and then just understanding, trying to show them and teach them how to be comfortable with you and communicate. All these things I had to learn myself, learn me.
Right.
And as I learned me and learned my triggers and things, I could communicate them to others and be more comfortable.
Yeah. You know, it's funny when you said, I had to learn how to say please and thank you instead of just giving orders. That is a typical struggle that I think most of us have. And I didn't really notice this until I actually started, you know, being in this environment, like you said, that wasn't a military environment anymore. At least it was more Like the first opportunity that I had to, it was a remote opportunity. I didn't have to go in. Uh-huh. But everyone within our small company was military. So uh-huh. kind of like you said, you know, it wasn't straight into the civilian sector, but right. it still gave me that little window of, okay, this is kind of what to expect, mm-hmm. what not to do, what not to mm-hmm. say. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I know that it can be difficult to communicate differently when you are so used to and wired to speak a certain way.
Right.
And I just think it's fascinating to me when you said too, that you had to learn you first, right? Mm-hmm. Because we forget about that. We forget that we need to really identify who we are before we get to the how.
Right.
And I think that that's something that we need to continue to encourage other women, right? And I'm sure you do this with your coaching mm-hmm. As a business coach that you are. You always want to find out, you know, who your client is serving, right?
Right.
And it's the same thing with us. Like, who are we serving? And also, like, who is it? Who am I before I start serving
right.
with my skills and abilities and everything else? And mm-hmm. we forget to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, when we're in the military, we're like, no, we're just doing our everyday battle rhythm. We right. wake up early in the morning, we do BT, we go to work, and we work for another, you know, 12 hours, and then mm-hmm. we do this all over again. And we right. don't set time mm-hmm. to focus on ourselves, to focus on, you know, our relationship with God, our faith, mm-hmm. our time with mm-hmm. our family, you know, or mm-hmm. especially for my single women out there, you know, mm-hmm. are you taking time to, you know, figure out if you want to, you know, a partner, if you want mm-hmm. to start a relationship, do you want to get married? Right. And most of the time I get, well, I don't have time mm-hmm. or, you know, the military doesn't allow me because of my schedule, so on and so mm-hmm. forth. And it's the very same thing, right? With business ideas. I'm pretty right. sure you've, you know, had clients that are like, well, yeah, 10 years ago when, you know, I first got promoted to E5, I wanted to set some money to the side for a business.
Right.
But because I didn't have the tools or the people around me, I just, you know, forgot about that idea or that passion or that goal right. or mm-hmm. even that dream. Mm-hmm. And so my question to you, Sandra, is the coaching that you're doing now, mm-hmm. you know, how has that impacted not only military women, but women in general when it comes to preparing, even if it's 10 years from now, like, or next year, right? Like, mm-hmm. how does the coaching impact them by starting now, by starting before even they can maybe find the funds to go on about their, you know, or to start their business?
Well, I think the first thing is understanding you, because when you understand you, begin to understand your passions, because a lot of times you draw you. You draw the mirror image of you. So if you're getting clients in and they're, you know, this is something's not right this way or something's not right that way, then take a look at yourself. I always tell them, take a look at yourself, because you're pulling in exactly what you know, who you are. So mm-hmm. understanding who you are, understanding what your passions are, your, you know, your desires, and then label and listen them down and see what is it that you can turn into a business, and is it something that you can really stick with, is very important. When you decide that you want to start a business, a lot of times our veteran women come out and the first thing they're thinking about is being employed and not being self-employed. That's not really something that's pushed a whole lot. So when they come out and they're looking for a job, and then they get into this job and it's not their passion. They have a difficult time, but then they have this talent, this gift that military has trained them in that they could turn into a job, into a business. There's different businesses and things that you can do that's not even starting from scratch. There are companies that are already set up pretty much, and it doesn't take a whole lot of capital to get started. If you want to put your feet in the water and see whether or not entrepreneurship is something that you can do. But in anything, we have discipline. And when we come out of the military, we already have that discipline set. So can you become an entrepreneur? Can you become a business owner? Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. It's all about knowing and understanding what it is that you need to do and then being consistent in doing it. But just learning what it is that you want to do, and doing it because it's something you want to do, not because something somebody else suggested that you do. It has to be your passion, your thing that you want to do, because that's when you're going to stick with it. And then just looking to see whether or not anybody else will pay for that talent or that gift. And then when you find out they will, then that's when you begin to look at capital. What do I need in order to get started with this business?
Yeah, no, 100% on what you said about discipline. And, you know, I'll add to that just the resiliency that we have, right? Like, we're okay when, you know, it doesn't turn out the way we envisioned it the first time. Mm-hmm. We kind of have more of the tough skin, or, you know, we're okay if someone tells us that it wasn't, you know, up to par. That's mm-hmm. why we have AARs, after action reviews.
Right.
And not only that, but also this ability to just keep pushing even when it's hard, right? Like you mentioned earlier, you talked about you got this phone call. It was a challenge that was not optional. I mean, we as military, we challenge ourselves all the time, right? We want to get the highest score on our physical training test. We want to, you know, go to the most difficult school, you know, go to airborne school, air assault school, ranger school, special forces, whatever it may be. So we're good at challenging ourselves when it's optional. But when we also get life challenges, we're really good at navigating through that. We're very good at just pushing through even when we seem to be, you know, completely out of energy or completely out of it.
Right.
And more so too, right? When we have a foundation, when we, like you mentioned earlier, the source, when we know that mm-hmm. we're not the source, right? We're God's creation. He's our creator. So why not, you know, lean in on him and know that he's mm-hmm. not only got our back, but he's the one that's going to continue to provide like he did, you know, with you.
Right.
And so now, I know earlier you and I were talking before, you know, we started recording, and you mentioned something about emotional intelligence. Can you mm-hmm. elaborate a little bit more on that? Because everything that you have said today, like during this episode, and then, you know, again, your story, going through the challenges and obstacles 20 years ago, because it's been a minute now, mm-hmm. before, you know, encouraging women was a thing, before empowering Black women was a thing, before, you know, applauding women in business and, you know, as a veteran, can you share with us a little bit of how that has helped you, not only through that, but even now so with your business?
Okay. Yes, definitely. So emotional intelligence is the ability to perceive, to control, and to evaluate your emotions and other people's emotions. And like I was saying earlier, when I said you need to understand yourself, that's the foundation of emotional intelligence, understanding what affects you, how it affects you, what triggers you, and then being able to understand when it's happening, being aware of it, and then having something in place that you can do to bring yourself back to the point of calmness, and the point of being able to really focus on your thoughts. So the four parts of emotional intelligence is self-awareness, and that's the ability to understand your emotions, as I was stating, recognize their impact, and see them to make informed decisions. The second part is self-management. So not only do you want to understand your emotions, but you want to also be able to control your emotions and those impulses, and so that you can adapt into certain circumstances. Then the third part is you want to be social awareness. And so that's the ability to sense, understand, and to react to the emotions of others so that they don't trigger you to come out of who you are in your state of calmness. And then relationship management. And that's the ability to inspire, to influence, and to connect with others while in the midst of a conflict. So we go through conflicts all the time, and that is something that we learn in the military, right? We learn how to manage conflict. But when you get out of the military, A lot of times as veterans, we are not, we don't go back to that or don't think about that in the way that we should. And so with emotional intelligence, when you begin to really sit and ask yourself, why is this affecting me? Now we know that as military veterans, when we come out of the military, we're not, there are some things that require medication. There are some things that require counseling. Those things are something that you definitely need to make sure that you get taken care of. But there are things that we can do to, for ourselves, to facilitate certain behaviors and certain ways that we react and respond to individuals, especially to help us to cope with being in the civilian life and working in the civilian life. So we have, you know, we have this, the emotional side of us. And I'll call that the emotional brain, and it's the subconscious, and it reacts immediately. So how many times does something happen? And then you know, before you can think about it and rationalize it, you're already up and you're reacting to it all the way. But the same time, and when you begin to think about it, once you think about it, then, hey, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was, or that wasn't the thing that I thought it was going to be. So being able to manage yourself, take deep breaths when you realize that you're getting upset. Especially when you're in a situation with coworkers and you're in the workplace, and you get what they call emotional hijacking. So that's when your emotions take effect to a point to where they're not controllable. Okay. So you're just upset and you can't bring yourself down. Every time you think about this thing that's happening, you get upset. Let's think about when you're in traffic. Okay. And someone cuts you off in traffic, and you go from 0 to 100 right away. That's emotional, that hijacking. So you just allowed your emotions to just hijack all sense of understanding. And then, so that can be very dangerous, because as we know, their fights take off in those situations. People get harmed and killed in those situations. Mm-hmm. But the same thing can happen on a job. If you allow certain things, certain triggers, or certain ways, somebody may say something or do something to affect you to the point to where you're no longer thinking rationally. You're upset, and you allow those emotions to take effect before you can really think about it. So it's very important that you identify triggers. If there's a particular person on your job, just so to say, and every time that person comes, it's something that they do or say that triggers you, learn what that trigger is, and then sit there in your mind and come up with something, another way to respond. Whether it be, think of something humorous, think of something good about that person that I'm sure there's something that you can find, whether it's even that they got a nice pair of shoes on or whatever, that you can focus on outside of that anger to bring you down. It's called just taking a breath, breathing, and then identifying what it is that's going on. I had to do this a lot when I got started as far as coming into the civilian world, because I could just go from 0 to 100. I mean, I had anxiety, you know, all those things that we are diagnosed with when we come out of the military that we deal with. But just managing how I thought about particular individuals or things, or the fact that things are not structured. How many times have you talked to military people and they're upset because the facility that they're working at, or the organization or company that they're working at, don't operate under the SOPs that they have situated, like, you know, and they're like, well, why didn't they got them if they don't such and such?
Right.
But that's because we come from a place of structure, and that's all we live by was SOPs and regulations. You know, we could write off a regulation in a heartbeat. But when you go into the civilian workforce and you mention, well, do you have an SOP or standard operations? And they look at you like,
yeah,
cricket. Yeah. Or you ask them, so why do you do this? And they say, it's always been done that way. You know, in our minds, it's like,
right,
that's not a way of doing things. But those things could really trigger us if we're not careful. So understanding those triggers and figuring out ways in which that you can prepare yourself beforehand stops you from allowing yourself to be emotionally triggered. Managing yourself, asking, you know, getting logical. I had to sit down and I kind of had to talk and communicate with my supervisors and let them know that, you know, if I feel that I'm getting to a point to where something is, you know, affecting me, I'm going to say something to the fact of, let's just talk about this later, or let's table it. You know, even that's even a good thing for you to do when you're in your home, you know. Let's just table that instead of beating it down till we try to get to the last thing and everybody's getting all up and your anxiety is getting there. You're getting very upset. Table it and then come back to it later. It can be tabled, but as long as you communicate and understand, because a lot of organizations want to hire veterans, but a lot of organizations don't understand veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of veterans don't understand that if they just communicate and let others know what's going on, then you don't have to tell them all about your medical situations and all that, but you can let them know that, look, I have some things in place that sometimes I can be emotional. And these are the things that I utilize in order not to be emotional, because I honor your feelings as well as my own. And so that we can have a great working relationship, I'm going to be aware of where I am in any moment of any communications that we have. And they respect that. That's that communication. That's that opening up. That's being aware of what's going on. And that's that self-awareness. But in emotional intelligence, that's what you need to be able to do. You need to be able to focus. You need to be able to understand. And then also understand other individuals. When you're looking and you're saying something, read their face, read their actions, because we can be strong when we speak. Not that we're trying to be disrespectful, but we always speak with authority because we're trained to speak with authority. But when you do that in the civilian world, they think that you're being harsh. They think that you're being mean. They think, you know, all these different things. And so you have to be aware of, what I say may not be going over very well with that individual, because if you're observing, their body language will change, their facial expressions may change. Yeah. And then at that point, you know, you can come back and say, is everything okay? Did you understand what I was saying? You know, leave it open for them to be able to tell you, you know, well, I thought that was a little bit harsh what you were saying. And then you can kind of fix it from that point. Well, that's not what I was intending to do. That's just how, you know, I've been taught to speak in the military. But we still, that can't be an excuse for us. We have to work on those things. We have to soften our voice, you right. know, and how we speak. It's not to say that you're changing who you are, because I've talked to a lot of, you know, during my coaching, and I've explained this to some veteran women, and they say, well, I shouldn't have to change who I am. That's not changing who you are. That's adjusting to the environment that you're in. When you went into the military, you weren't like that. So it's like just right. coming back to an understanding and being considerate of others as you want them to be considerate of you. That makes a good relationship. So it's not going in saying, well, they just got to accept me for who I am. But okay, how can I make this a better place for me? Especially with structure, you know, mm-hmm. if you were used to structure, how can I structure this where I'm comfortable and I don't need everybody else to change for me to be happy?
Right. Yeah. And, you know, like you mentioned a great point where we at some point had to adjust to our environment, right? We didn't show up to formation or, you know, in our commander's office the same way we did with our squad leader or, right. you know, our significant other. So, you know, that's, you know, one being, and that's why I love this whole emotional intelligence, right? Because it's how do we show up in a way where we know how to manage your emotions, how to be able to distinguish when I know that it's me versus the other person.
Right.
And so, you know, with that, Sandra, I mean, you brought up so many great things here. And, you know, I want to just close out with kind of like what you mentioned earlier about having to do this, you know, even now, even if you're still in the military, even if you're, you know, transitioning or even at home as a mom, right? Because I don't know about you, but there are several moments and I'm like, okay, I need 10 seconds to just check myself.
Right.
And, you know, ask God to like help me out here with my patients because kids are going to show me with my true colors here. So, you know, when it comes to business, right, I know this is something they can start doing as well. If you're a brand new entrepreneur, if you have, you know, gone all in on your business, there will be multiple and many times where it doesn't go as you planned. So start now and start practicing not only, you know, what Sandra has shared here, but also really thinking, is maybe a business something that you want to do even now, right? Mm-hmm. We're in a time where starting a business is such a beautiful time to start because there are so many opportunities. I mean, virtually you can do, I mean, the capital, the way, you know, the support is out there. There are coaches. We have Sandra here that has a program that can not only help you begin, but really set the tone on where you're going to go with your brand in the next, you know, 5 to 10 years. So highly, highly encourage that you check out Sandra. And Sandra, tell us a little bit about where they can find you and, you know, maybe anything that you have for the audience today.
Oh, thank you, Wendy. Definitely my company name is Boots to Heels. I'm on Facebook under Boots to Heels, as well as I'm on Instagram and LinkedIn with Boots to Heels. I have a special that's going on this month, in the month of February, and it's for 6 months. You get $1,500 off of that package. It's my 6 month premium package. And in it, you get social media management, you get one-on-one coaching, you get business brand building as well as personal brand building, and just really fine-tuning your business that you're in to take you to the next level. I'm super excited. The one-on-one coaching, even in itself, we work with more than just the business. We work on you as well as an entrepreneur and helping you to really press past those particular areas that stop you or stump you from growing your business, because it's not all the time that it's the business. Sometimes it's the individual.
Right. Yeah. And Sandra, I love that. And by the way, all of this information, how they can follow you on LinkedIn, really any social media, will be in the show notes. So please check out the show notes to not only get this deal, which, by the way, Sandra, that's amazing. $1,500 off of a premium package is a good amount, a good chunk. So thank you for that. And again, if you haven't or don't know of Sandra Hardy yet, highly recommend that you check her out on any social media platform that you can find her on. And Sandra, I want to thank you so much for not only joining us, but also sharing the information and the nuggets that you've shared with our audience here. So thank you again for serving our military community, more specifically women that are ready to take off, because that's, you know, what it's all about. And here in this platform, you know, I love to see other women share their wisdom, because you never know, whoever's listening to this, this may get them started. And so for that, I thank you. And for everyone else, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that this episode has helped you and really encourages you to start considering things that you may want to do outside of the military than, you know, other than just a job. You know, maybe you want to start a business, or maybe you're looking into finding or how to start a business. And, you know, coaching, I will say I'm a big proponent and believer in coaching, because it really allows you to see what nobody else sees, kind of like the blind spot. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope that you have a great rest of your week. Bye.
Hey lady, if this podcast helped you, challenged you, or inspired you in some way, please leave me a written review for the show on Apple Podcasts and share it with another military sister. Helping you integrate balance, prioritization, and growth in your relationship with God is my ultimate calling. I'm so blessed that you are here. And please join us in the Faith-Led Military Women community on Facebook at bit.ly/beyondthemilitarygrp. Again, it is bit.ly/beyondthemilitarygrp. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.